It is January the 18th. We have six games. We have some questionable injury reporting. Nothing new there. We have Nick Richards making his Phoenix debut. Still unclear as to whether he will start, but he will be active. That's something. Let's get into all of it. This is the Saturday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Come my brothers with me. Come my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad Network at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Please, I always ask, I will continue to ask. Go and download, go and like, do all of that stuff, even if you're watching along on Twitter. All right, so six games. Just did some injury report updates, things like that. And again, we're seeing some questionable injury reporting. And not only from tanking teams, but from those teams opposing the tanking team. So is this going to become an issue now? We've seen it a little bit over the last few days. Talked about Anthony Davis yesterday. I mean, he is dealing with an injury, so that's probably not the best example. But who did I see? DeAndre Ayton questionable again. So Portland, as we know, are making no secret that they are tanking and trying to lose. But Amen Thompson popped up on the injury report with calf tightness, and surprise, surprise, they play Portland. Zach LaVine, I mean, he's probable for Sunday's game against Portland. I don't know. If we're going to see this, it makes it very frustrating. It does mean you probably want to check your schedule heading into the week just to have a look at, is your team playing Washington, or your team, your starters, your active guys, those that are not playing for Utah or Portland or Washington, are they playing Portland or Utah or Washington? Probably not Charlotte, I don't think, to this point, but there are a few teams that are, as we know, they are very openly trying to lose. So, yeah, it's not a good look. I'm going to pop something on Twitter, I think, once we're done here, because as I've said on the show, I don't know if this is something that happens in other sports in America. I don't watch it closely enough to know towards the back end of the baseball season, because I know there's a ton of games in baseball. Are players rested? Do teams tank? That sort of thing. I don't know whether this is isolated to the NBA. As I've said, it doesn't happen here, at least not to this level. So I'll be curious, see what sort of a response I get. But we have to deal with what we have in front of us, and that is the six games tonight, or one sort of an afternoon matinee performance. Let's bring those games up. Phoenix at Detroit. Bradley Beal has just been ruled out with his ankle injury. People will speculate, is this to do with a trade? I don't know. But again, we deal with what's in front of us, and that is Bradley Beal being out. So we get more of Grayson Allen. We get a little bit more of Royce O'Neal, but it's really Nick Richards here that we're keeping an eye on. What is his role? Is he starting? How many minutes does he play? He's only been with the team for sort of 24 hours, so I wouldn't be surprised if he does come off the bench here tonight. But keep an eye on his minutes. If you picked him up, we obviously get him active tonight. Let's see, and I guess what we see tonight, we should consider his floor. He's very, very lowest floor. That sounds weird. But yeah, if he plays 20 minutes, let's go, okay, well, that's the bare minimum is 20 minutes for Nick Richards. And then maybe you add sort of 25%, 50%, I don't know. Anyway, get him active. Have a look at Ryan Dunn. Streaming is possible tonight with only six games. So Ryan Dunn, Grayson Allen, Royce O'Neal on the Pistons. On the Pistons side, Tim Hardaway, who's been playing well of late, is a good streaming target tonight if you need threes. He'll cool off at some point. Maybe it comes tonight. Malik Beasley, who's been a little more up and down, we're holding him. Isaiah Stewart, nah, no. So Jalen Duren's playing much better now. This is a relatively sizable team, Phoenix. Wi-Fi. Well, that was Wi-Fi issues. Sorry. Let me know if I'm still okay. I'm getting the little Wi-Fi symbol. I don't know why we're having issues here. Anyway, I'll keep going. So, yes, they are sizable. Plumlee, Nick Richards, Iguodaro to a lesser extent, but Duren will hopefully, get good minutes tonight. Atlanta at Boston. Okay, Alex says I'm okay now. Yeah, don't know what happened there. Anyway, we'll get through it. Atlanta at Boston. Atlanta, Trae Young, probable. DeAndre Hunter, probable to return. Still no Zachary Risacher. He is out, so we could continue with Veet Krejci here. You know, I like some Veet. Jalen Johnson, also questionable to return. So Hunter's going to have to play big minutes here if he plays, especially if Jalen Johnson is out. We probably get some David Roddy. Okay, visual seems frozen. All right, well, you don't need to see me. As long as you can hear me, that's the main thing. And we will get through it quickly. Bogdan Bogdanovic, who hasn't been playing well, give him a look for Boston. Tatum, questionable. Porzingis, questionable. Horford, questionable. So moving pieces here. If they are ruled out, we get some Sam Hauser. If Horford and Porzingis are both out, then we give Luke Kornet a look. And I guess some Nemanja Kater. We haven't really had the situation where both Porzingis and Horford have been out for a little while. And as we know, the thought process in Boston does change. So I think Cornette's probably the safest there. Philly at Indiana, of course, no Joel Embiid. No Kyle Lowry, no Caleb Martin. Paul George, questionable. Could we see Philadelphia move into tank mode? I don't know. I'm not ruling it out. I'm not expecting it at this point, but it could certainly happen. Oh, look, Eric Gordon will start, I guess, but yeah. If you're desperate for threes, sure, give him a look. Yabusele is also questionable. Drummond is probable. So if you need some big man stats, Drummond is not a great matchup for Miles Turner from the Philadelphia side of things. So Turner could have a nice night here. Yabusele, if he plays, I think he's still okay to hold. But with Drummond back, it does probably take the top off his upside. Not that his upside's that high anyway. Both Obi Toppin and Jarris Walker have been playing pretty well off the bench. Not enough. They're not playing enough to be must roster players, but again, six games, there is some streaming value there. Likewise for TJ McConnell, just if you need some assists and steals. Washington at Golden State. Washington relatively injury-free at the moment, which is surprising given the shenanigans going on in Portland and Utah. Bob Carrington, a little bit, we talked about on yesterday's show, a little bit like Noah Clowney. The minutes are there. The production is not super great, but some assists. He scored in single digits, like six straight games or something, and the assists have dropped a little bit. But I think there's enough there that he can be streamed. I wouldn't consider him someone we need to hold. The same goes for Keyshawn George, Corey Kispert, Jonas Valanciunas. We're only, I think, viewing Poole, Koulibaly, Sarr as must roster players, probably Kuzma, but it's a depressing world when you're rostering someone that's playing like him. We know the upside here, and it's not spectacular, but it's 12-team worthy. For the Warriors, Draymond Green is probable. Kyle Anderson is out. Pajemski still out. And Kuminga, of course, is out. So Buddy Hield, if you need threes, he's a nice target tonight against Washington. Guy Santos, I don't think so. I know he was sort of starting there for a bit and doing some stuff, but not tonight. Dennis Schroeder. Trayce Jackson-Davis, maybe he was dropped somewhere. I'd give him a look as well. Cleveland at Minnesota. Cleveland will be looking to bounce back in this one after losing quite handsomely to the Thunder two nights ago. Evan Mobley is questionable with a calf. Yes, calf. Soreness. Nothing serious, I don't think. If he is out, what would they do here? They can shift Dean Wade up to the four, and maybe they play Max Strus as sort of a hybrid forward guard floor spacing option. I don't think they'd start Caris LeVert. To me, that's just a bit guard heavy against this Minnesota team. So it's probably Strus. It could be Okoro, but he is also dealing with an ongoing injury. So, if Mobley's out, I think Strus, LeVert both get bumps. Holiday mode. That's probably it, I think. For the Timberwolves, no Dante DiVincenzo. We're aware that he's dealing with a toe thing, and I did mention that I think this could be a multi-game absence. This will be his second game, I believe, on the sideline. Mike Conley will start. He's not very sexy. He's not very appealing. But if he's starting and you need assists and maybe a steal or two, maybe a three, then you can give him a look. I still would rather Nikhil Alexander-Walker. I think he will play more minutes. He wasn't very good last night. But I wouldn't let that deter me too much at this point. Jaden McDaniels, up and down, but we know he's always a streaming target. Final game of the night, Houston at Portland. As I said, Amen Thompson is questionable with calf soreness. Fred VanVleet returns. Fred VanVleet just slides straight back into the point guard spot. Amen Thompson, if he is out. Ideally, Tari Eason would be the starter here. I don't know whether they're comfortable running him out with the starting lineup yet. He's only been back for one game. And I don't think they would start Cam Whitmore, just based on what we've seen from them and their, not refusal to play him, but their hesitation to play in big minutes. It could be Jay Sean Tate who starts. I would still rather Tari Eason and Cam Whitmore over Jay Sean Tate. Both of those would they both get a bump. I think Tari Eason's minutes are probably, as I said, they're locked in around 25. They won't push him to 30, I don't think. But if Eason was dropped, go and give him a look. And if Cam Whitmore is available and Amen Thompson doesn't play and you just need points, then he would be fine. For the Blazers, Jeremy Grant, questionable. Wow, the face, it's healed up. DeAndre Ayton, though, questionable as well. Rob Williams would obviously have to play minutes here. He's not someone who can play starters minutes, I don't think. But if he can get to 25, that's enough for someone like Robert Williams. So keep an eye on Ayton's availability. They don't play until much later. We're still, 7 hours away from tip-off. So we probably won't get an idea anytime soon. I will check, though. No, we don't have anything yet. So if Ayton is out, Rob Williams, I guess Duop Reith probably plays a little bit more. And if Jeremy Grant is out again, they probably would go with Scoot Henderson here. Houston are not particularly sizable. Dylan Brooks is their three. And then Amen Thompson / Tari Eason / Jayshon Tate, whoever they go with at the power forward. I think Dylan Brooks and then one of those three players could be considered guard size. So they aren't big. So it would make sense to have Scoot in this starting lineup here if Jeremy Grant is out. And I think we're holding Scoot anyway. Delano Banton was good in the last game. He needs minutes. There's no predictability to his minutes. But if Grant is out, if Ayton is out as well, I'd give Banton a look and maybe Chris Murray. All right, that's all of the games. Now, this could, with just me on the screen, the graphics might be a little bit dodgy, but let's just jump through these questions, and then I hear movement in my house, so I need to get out and help. Oh, it's washing machine, and get going for the day. What do I think of Scoot Henderson's rest of season outlook? I picked him up in a 9-cat-10 team head-to-head due to Brandon Miller's injury. Yep, I think that's good. I think he is must roster. I think he has been must roster for a couple of weeks now. It will be a little bit up and down, but common sense, and Portland certainly don't have common sense all the time, but common sense would say that they should just run him rest of season. No need to rest him. He's not helping you win at this point. The team is just not good enough to win. So yes, I think he is. I think that's fine. I think he should be added. Teams in the NFL will tank, but not as bad as the NBA. Okay. And I know NFL, there's obviously a lot less games. It's one a week, not three or four a week. And I know that schedule factors into these teams' decisions, but this never happened in the 90s. And we're not in the 90s. I know it's a very different era and injury management and preserving players, all that sort of stuff. It's very different. But yeah, as I said, just not a good look. I don't think. Who would I prefer rest of season in a 9-cat head-to-head league? Matt Carmody, very active today. Good to see. Who would I rather? Goga, Trace Jackson-Davis, or Dan Gafford? It's not Gafford because we know that when Lively's playing, Gafford's like 15 minutes a night. At the moment, Gafford's playing, but Lively will be back at some point. So for me, it's out of Goga, Trace Jackson-Davis. It's tricky only because we don't know what Goga's role is going to look like. It sounds like Franz is only a few games away from returning. So we will get Suggs back at some point as well. I still think Goga starts. I think we talked about the fact that Wendell Carter started, but he's not proving that he needs to be in this starting lineup or anything. So I still think Goga will start. It's whether he plays 28 minutes or does he play 22 minutes and then they get some Jonathan Isaac in there. They have options. So I would say Trace Jackson-Davis is probably the safest over Goga, over Gafford. I don't want that. I want Gino. AU means Australia, I'm assuming, or Austria. Getting frustrated, Beal out. Ayton, Hunter, Johnson all need to play. Yeah, look, Beal has been frustrating. I don't have him anywhere, but it's a situation they need to rectify. Hopefully, well, what have we got? 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks until it can be rectified. Ayton, yeah, again, I don't have him, but he's been frustrating all year, and I think unless they can move him, it will continue to be this way. Hunter, I think, and Johnson are both legitimately injured. I mean, there's no reason for Atlanta to be tanking. I think they would feel like they can win a playoff series with the team they've got, but chances of doing that against Boston or Cleveland are are, well, relatively low. In saying that, the Hawks, I think, have beaten Cleveland twice this year and maybe Boston twice or the other way. Anyway, they've had success against those two teams. So they would fancy themselves in any matchup. So I think they want to have Hunter and Johnson healthy, but they also need to keep winning games. So, yes, but it has been frustrating. All right, Alex, Kuz, Bilal, Bub, Keyshawn, all available. Who to pick up for the back-to-back in ESPN points leagues? Bilal would be first for me. Keyshawn would probably be last, I think. And then it's I'm wondering whether they do rest Kuz for one of these games. Bub, probably not. So I think it's probably Koulibaly, then maybe Bub Carrington, just if you're looking for someone. I think there's a higher chance of him playing both games. If we knew Kuzma was going to play both, I'd probably lean Kuzma, but Bub is probably a little bit safer. Should I drop, this is from Trey, should I drop Keontae George, and what are some good waiver wires today? Yeah, look, waivers are a little bit sketchy today. Who could you look at? Look, if you're dropping Keontae George, I wouldn't drop him, but you could, because I think Sexton, there's stuff I saw this morning when I got up, teams are interested in him, unsurprisingly. He's a good player. So I wouldn't be dropping Keontae George. I know Utah are obviously one of the sketchy teams when it comes to lineups and injuries, but I think George should have a very good role when he's on the court. So I probably wouldn't drop him, but if you want to drop him, Grayson Allen is probably worth a look with no Bradley Beal. Yeah, maybe Royce O'Neal as well there. Detroit, Tim Hardaway, if he's available. Atlanta, Veet Krejci, Bogdan. Not really anyone on Boston unless we get some injury updates. There's no one on Philly, really. I'm looking for players that are sort of comparable to Keontae as well. He's a guard kind of players. Nembhard, if he is available somehow. TJ to a lesser extent. We know the Washington guys, we just talked about them. For the Warriors, it's Buddy Hield, Schroeder, if he's available. Cleveland, Strus, LeVert, Minnesota, Alexander Walker, Conley, Houston, Cam Whitmore, and then Portland. Yeah, I mean, Scoot, I don't think Scoot's available, but he would be the one there. For Alex, Collier had more minutes than Keontae yesterday and a much better plus minus anything to that. No, look, I think that's more about Collier and the fact that they like having him on the floor. The next 3 weeks will be up and down, I think, for all three players, Sexton included. But as I said, it does sound like they want to move him and there are teams interested in acquiring him. So I think Collier and George, once we're through the next 3 weeks, we'll both start and play 30-plus minutes. The plus-minus of Keontae George is not, but they don't care. So he is more points and offensive sort of stats, whereas Collier is assists primarily, some steals. We've seen flashes offensively. I think he's much better playing downhill, attacking the rim, rather than Keontae George, who can space the floor a bit more consistently. So, yeah, I think both are worth it. What's Alex say? Enjoy my holiday. Good luck with my redraft. Yeah, the redraft, we're doing it a little bit differently. We're going to do two slow drafts starting on Monday as soon as games finish on, well, Monday here, but Sunday night in the US, and hoping to bang the draft out. It'll be 2-hour picks, I think, but hoping we can just bang it out in a few hours. Or at least within a day. So then when our leagues restart, we might just miss the Monday games. So the first matchup will be a six-day week, not a seven-day week. Thank you, Cookie Monster. I will have a fun trip we're off in about an hour, maybe 2 hours. Well, an hour in theory, but like I said, getting the kids up might be tough. Kayson Wallace or Pritchard, 19 head-to-head. I actually think Wallace is weirdly safer than Pritchard because it seems as though he has earned himself a starting spot. Pritchard has been very up and down. Also very different in terms of what they bring you from a fantasy perspective. Wallace is steals and some threes. Pritchard is points and threes and some assists. But I think Wallace might be slightly safer there, but again, not if you need points. Brandon Miller, is he worth holding in a 10-team points league? I would if I could. We still don't have a firm update. I know there were some things floating around yesterday about a two-week evaluation maybe. I did a bit of research, and the extent of my research is Googling. It does look like an injury that will require surgery at some point. I would hold him if you could. It will just depend on whether they want to go down that surgery path or whether it's something he can play through for a couple of months before the surgery. So the upside is worth holding, I think, until we get an update from Charlotte. And we'll go last question. There are guys like Anthony Beal Scoot in waivers. Wow, that's okay. So you're looking at this points league here. If those three are available in your waivers, then maybe not. I like Brandon Miller, but that sounds like it's a pretty healthy waiver wire. I know Simons has been very up and down. Beal's injured. Scoot's starting to ramp up now. But if you can stream in guys like that, then I think you could probably move on from Brandon Miller. And thanks, Matt. Thanks for tuning in from Ireland. That will do for me. I'm going to get out of here and go and help out before I get in trouble. I will be back in a few days with the post-game show on Thursday. I will be tweeting recap. I'm not sure exactly what it'll look like yet, but there will be stuff. I mean, I'm going to have my phone, I'm going to have laptop and internet access and things like that. So I'll find time to do some stuff, just not a full show. Thank you, everyone. Again, take this week to go and download all the episodes or, I don't know, do something like that. And I will be back in a few days. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBI Basketball.